Let's pray today for Christian journalists. Christian journalists face a different battle when providing information to their readers. Not only must they confront opposition in the natural, but also in the spiritual realm. These include those who write, report, broadcast, or work in radio, TV, print formats, digital platforms, to train, inspire, inform, equip, or evangelize believers and non-believers. Christian media publishes good news, peace, salvation, truth, the Word of God, motivated to help people get closer to God. Today, let's stop and pray for the ones who develop the content and for the recipients of the messages. Consider the opposition that they face, their potential harvest, the spiritual battles to stop their press, but let's believe the gates of hell will not prevail against them. Isaiah 52:7 says, Father, how beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who publishes peace, who brings good news of happiness, who publishes salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. We thank you for those that are called and are currently working in these positions to whatever staff member to present the gospel, bring the good news, talk about your word, inspire, train, inform, equip the saints. We thank you, Father, that they are doing that, and we pray that you would anoint them, you would grant them new ways to get their message out. We thank you that in 1 Chronicles 16:23-24, you say, let the whole earth sing to the Lord each day proclaim the good news that he saves. We thank you that these journalists do that. We thank you that in your word it says, publish his glorious deeds among the nations, that they boast and publish in various platforms the kinds of things that you have done. Often multiple testimonies are shared through these Christian journalists. And it says to tell everyone about the amazing things that you have done, Father. We thank you that you use Christian journalists and the staff to present the amazing things that you do. And oftentimes it draws people to you. In Colossians 1:28, you say, so we tell others about Christ, warning everyone and teaching everyone with all the wisdom God has given us. We want to present them to God perfect in their relationship to Christ. We thank you that these Christian broadcasters and reporters and writers, that they both warn and teach, and that they are part of the group that disciples people to become stronger in their relationship with Christ. We pray, Father, for them to be able to withstand the slander, the opposition, those that would twist the things that they said in their messages. God, we pray that they would be strong against the malicious gossip and instead would return meanness with love. We pray that they're able to pray for their enemies and not retaliate and give vindication to the Lord, and that the Lord, he will do vengeance as needed, and justice would be served. We pray they're able to overcome the opposition with love. We pray for a hedge of protection around them, the blood of Jesus around their possessions, their persons, their bodies, the places where they work, the things that they own, the homes that they live at. And we also pray over the equipment that they use to be able to share the gospel and the good news and the teachings of Christ. We pray they put on the full armor of God. We pray they put on the belt of truth. We pray they put on the breastplate of righteousness, that they would acknowledge that they have the shoes of the gospel of peace, that they would take up the shield of faith against the fiery darts of the enemy. We pray that they would acknowledge and put on the helmet of salvation, and Father, that they would use the Rhema word of God as their sword of the Spirit to speak to the people, their audience, and would see fruit. We pray they would operate in the fruit of the Spirit as they stay connected to God, and that they would stay close to the vine and abide in him, and that they would then produce the fruit of the Spirit of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. We pray their audience would be open to the gospel, that their message would bring in a harvest of souls, that they would have strong connections with local churches and Christian organizations, that their messages would encourage, equip, train, and inspire believers. We pray they would have a personal commitment to spending time with you, Father God, so that they are giving information that's fresh from your throne room and not their personal office. We pray their content would be accurate. We pray you would give them open doors into places of information and ways to distribute the information and disseminate it that are creative methods of delivery. We pray you would give them fresh and current ideas to bring the content current to today's situations and standards, and that would even cause people to sit up and pay attention. We pray, God, that they would give them practical help, and the information they give would give practical help and resources, both to those that are producing the material and to those that are receiving the material, that both would be given information that's practical and resourceful, but that they would also be given help themselves and have the sources that they need to distribute the information and the media in whatever platform that they use. And then, God, we ask that no weapon formed against them will prosper, and every tongue that rises against them in judgment, that it shall be condemned. And lastly, we pray that they would have unity among their staff members, that, God, we pray that the enemy would not be able to bring division. We just speak unity over their staff. And we pray, God, that you would release the finances for them to continue to operate, for those that are doing the things that you want them to get the information out that is needed in order to bring in the harvest. Father, through your Son, you said that the labor is that we need to pray for laborers because the harvest is plentiful. So we pray for these Christian journalists who are laborers in this harvest, and we pray they're blessed today in Jesus' name.